Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, October 24th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Allie Holcomb. Allie has grown up at Mountain Brook Baptist. She's in the fourth grade at Cherokee Bend Elementary, and I can't wait for you to hear more about her life and faith at the end of the podcast. But first, Allie will read God's Word for us. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. My first reading is from Isaiah 44, verses 1 through 8. And now listen, Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I've chosen, this is the word of the Lord, your maker, the one who formed you from the womb. He will help you. Do not fear, Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I've chosen, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring. They will sprout among the grass like poplars by flowing streams. This one will say, I'm the Lord's. Another will use the name of the Lord. Still another will write on his hand, the Lord's, and take on the name of Israel. This is what the Lord, the King of Israel, and its Redeemer, the Lord of armies, says. I am the first and I am the last. There is no God but me. Who like me can announce the future? Let him say so and make a case before me. Since I have established an ancient people, let these gods declare the coming things and what will take place. Do not be startled or afraid. Have I not told you and declared it long ago? You are my witness. Is there any God but me? There is no other rock. I do not know any. Our next passage is Acts 19, 1 through 10. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior regions and came to Ephesus. He found some disciples and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" "No," they told him, "we haven't even heard there is a Holy Spirit." "Into what then were you baptized?" he asked them. "Into John's baptism," they replied. Paul said, "John baptized with a baptism of repentance, telling people that they should believe in the one who would come after him, that is in Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began to speak in tongues and to prophesy. Now there were about 12 men in all. Paul entered the synagogue and spoke boldly over a period of 3 months, arguing and persuading them about the kingdom of God. But when some became hardened and would not believe, slandering the way in front of the crowd, he withdrew from them, taking the disciples, and conducted discussions every day in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. This went on for 2 years, so that all the residents of Asia, both Jews and Greeks, heard the word of the Lord. Our final reading is Psalm 103, verses 8 through 10. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in faithful love. He will not always accuse us or be angry forever. He has not dealt with us as our sins deserved or repaid us according to our iniquities.
Thank you so much, Allie, for joining the podcast and for reading so beautifully for us. We're so thankful that you're a part of Mountain Brook Baptist, and we want to hear about your family.
Well, I have a little brother named John. He is in first grade and goes to the same school as I do.
Where do you go to school?
We go to Cherokee Bend Elementary. He always wants to play with me and just really fun to play with. My mom's name is Caroline, and my dad's name is Hudson. My mom's just a really good cook. That's probably where I got my interest for cooking.
Ooh, yeah. And tell me about your dad.
He's not that good of a cook. No offense, Dad. But he's burnt a lot of things. But he's really good at making pancakes, like breakfast stuff only, really.
Okay, what else is he good at?
Well, he goes to the barber track. He built his own race car, and it's in the garage.
What does he play with you, or does he coach your teams or anything?
Last year he was the assistant coach, and now he's the assistant coach.
Of your softball team?
Yeah.
Okay. What position do you like to play at softball?
I'm actually the pitcher on my team.
Really cool. And what grade are you in?
I'm in fourth grade.
What's your teacher's name and what's your favorite subject?
My teacher's name is Miss Massey, and my favorite subject is math. I love to do specials, which is like art, music, Spanish. My favorite's probably Spanish. The teacher is really fun.
What are y'all learning in Spanish? You know I love Spanish.
We're learning the ABCs, the numbers, and we also are learning about South America.
Let's get to know some of your personality and interests. What is your favorite food?
My favorite food is probably poppy seed chicken. It's very delicious, and I love the way my mom makes it.
Tell me more. What's it like?
It's very warm. It's like chicken, some kind of sauce, and Ritz crackers all baked together.
Do you serve it with rice?
Yes, I do.
What's your favorite dessert?
Chocolate cake.
When's your birthday?
July 1st.
If you had your birthday party, what kind of cake would you have?
Double chocolate.
Ooh, do you have a special place or a special person who makes your cake?
My mom or Publix.
What are some of your hobbies and interests?
I like roller skating. I play softball. I play volleyball. I tried out for the Pink League, and I hope I make the team. I hope I learn how to sew, because I've already sewn a pillowcase once, and it was very fun. And I like to have fun.
Do you go to children's camp in the summer with Miss Sharon?
Yes, I do. It's very fun. It's my favorite camp of all time.
Tell me why.
It's just fun to have friends there and play with your friends and do, like, there's a lot of things that I like doing there. Like, I love cooking, and you can do cooking there, and I did it every day last time I went.
I love that you have the ability to choose different activities. And like you said, you're in community with other kids at church. Speaking of church, what is church like for you, or what's something that you enjoy at church?
I love church because I like singing along to the music, because I love singing too, just as much as I love cooking. My mom says I have a beautiful voice, and I just love singing.
On Wednesday nights, tell me what you do.
I eat dinner, of course, and I go to the fourth grade music and sing, which I love doing, and I do everything.
Do you guys ever use musical instruments?
Yes, we use the tambourine, and we have this song that helps us do one of the songs. It's like a tune for the tambourine. It's called Potato.
Potato? How does that help?
It just like has a tune in it, like it potato, 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 potato. I love French fries, potato fries. That's the tune of it. And it's also the tune of the song, so it helps us. And it's very fun.
Okay, that's Wednesday night. Tell me about your Sunday school class.
I love going because I get to play with my friends, and it's very fun. I love going to the playground after, and I love that my teacher always gives us candy, and I love to watch the video of, like, it's like this guy that does funny stuff and he teaches us about God. And he acts sometimes silly, but it's really funny.
What is one of your favorite Bible stories?
Probably the one where the guy gets swallowed into the big whale.
Jonah?
Yes.
Okay. What do we learn from Jonah?
Trust God.
Good plan. Do you have any favorite family traditions?
No, not really. We don't really have any traditions, but I loved going to my grandmother's house before Christmas and seeing all my family.
Mm-hmm. What are your favorite foods to eat at Christmas time or at Thanksgiving?
Well, Thanksgiving, I love eating pumpkin bread, which we made some a couple days ago, and I tried it for the first time ever. It's amazing. And I like eating chicken a lot.
Do you guys come to the Christmas Eve services or come to the Living Nativity?
We do always, like every year. My favorite part is probably the candles. I love the candles.
Me too. When I'm on the podium, I can see out and everybody raises their candle and it's such a good picture. Why do you think we use the candles?
Well, it lights up the room and it's very pretty and just cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And it's a symbol.
Yeah, it's a symbol.
Of Christ's light that's going out into the world.
Yeah, like little lights going everywhere.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit.
It's amazing. Do you, as a family, have nighttime prayers or do you pray around the table? How do you grow in your faith together?
We most of the time pray around the table when we do sit at the table. And I sometimes have like private prayers every night, sometimes like when I'm scared or something.
I know that you're a part of Bible clubs and you're growing in your faith through that. What are you guys learning and how does it work?
So we're learning about the Ten Commandments, and how it works is like every day we learn about like two commandments or so, and we just talk about them. We try to relate to them.
Can you remember some of the commandments?
Honor your father and mother. Don't say God's name in vain. And then, like, don't steal from your neighbors.
Who are your teachers? Where do you meet? And when do you meet?
We meet every Tuesday, except for today because of vacation. And it's at my friend Eliza's house. We are in the same class together, and our teacher is Miss Natalie.
Miss Natalie Smith?
Mm-hmm.
That goes to church here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so wonderful. She and I have been talking about her teaching of the Ten Commandments, and I'm so glad to hear that you're learning from her. What is one of your favorite church activities?
Probably, like, when we go down the line, like, doing the bags.
For Backpack Buddies?
Mm-hmm.
Share more about that.
I love doing it because I love helping people, and it's just really cool to see and sad to see how many people don't have food. It's just really sad.
How does it work?
Go down the line, pick up like one or two of each food, and we put them in a bag and put them in a little cart and bring them to this room so Miss Sharon can put them up and give them to people.
It's really cool that you go to church with your grandparents and some of your cousins.
All of the Holcomb family.
All of the Holcomb family. That's right.
Almost all of it. Most of it.
Do you guys all sit together and worship?
Yes, we do. Usually in one pew, but sometimes it takes up two.
Tell me who your grandparents are.
My grandmother, I call her Sweetie, and my grandfather, Granddaddy. And one cool thing about my grandfather is he is in the Birmingham Hall of Fame.
Why?
Well, just because he helps people a lot. He's just really cool.
He is really cool.
And he also served in the Army National Guard.
And he has served a lot at Mount Brook Baptist, mm-hmm. helping our church with, especially for our building campaign, he helped us to steward those resources well. You have anything special coming up at school?
We have a Veterans Day program coming up, and my favorite song is the Army song. Two reasons, because I already told you this, but my grandfather's in the Army, and it's also, or he was in the Army, and it's also just really fun to sing. I like it.
The psalm you read today was beautiful. What stuck out to you in that psalm?
Probably that just God will never be angry at us forever. It reminds us that he is compassionate with us and he cares about us.
Allie, thank you so much for being on the podcast and being so fun. I've loved getting to know you better. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Yes. Dear God, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for letting me do this and be here today. Thank you for the life I get to live. And thank you for this amazing family and church family. And thank you for you. Amen.